And welcome. This is Chrisanne from Elemental Energies with Chrisanne. And today we're going to talk about what is the Akashic Records. So I'm a psychic and I tell people I do readings in the Akashic Records, etc. And people always say to me, what does that mean? What are the Akashic Records? And recently, they've become sort of buzzwords, the Akashic Records, and people have a general understanding, but not really a deeper understanding, or they may say, gee, I've heard of that before, but what does that mean? Perfect. I'm going to tell you what it means. So the Akashic Records is both an etheric location, and some believe a physical location as well, and we'll talk about that in a moment. But it is an etheric location that can be accessed by, number one, doing the readings in the Akashic Records. Number two, can be visited via meditation. And number three, you could just tap into it if you've been there enough times. If you're somebody like me, that's sort of been there enough times, been there, done that, you know, you have the key, you can get in. So how do you get in? There is a key, so to speak. So there's multiple different sayings that you can say that will energetically access the Akashic Records. And I was lucky enough to study with Linda Howe many, many, many moons ago. And she has a couple of books that are out on the topic. And I do highly recommend, if the Akashic Records is something that you're interested in, you check out her books. And they do talk about different ways to access the records. I have been given different ways in order to access the records. I did study with her, but afterwards I was given additional different ways as well, multiple different ways in order to access the records. So for me, it's as simple as saying this paragraph to open the records. And when I'm done, I say a paragraph to close the records. And it's always important that if you open the records, you must close the records as well. So for me, I call my saying a key to open the door to the Akashic Records. It can be different for everybody, how they access it. I do teach on how to access the Akashic Records. My way is my way. I teach how to access the Akashic Records for mediums, for those that are already speaking to the dead. Typically, the Akashic Records is not a place where you go and you speak to the dead. Typically, the Akashic Records is a place where you go to view someone's past lives. The Akashic Records holds all the information of that soul's past lives, every soul's past lives. It is fascinating. It looks different to everybody. Some people view it as a vast hallway. Some people view it as a library and you simply take a book off the shelf. To some people, it's a vast field. To some people, it's a deep flowing river. It is different for everyone on what it looks like, because that's what reflects back to you. That is your understanding of it. If you are a psychic that is there to do readings in the Akashic Records, it has to resonate with you. So that's why it looks different to everybody. And I certainly don't want to taint anybody who hasn't been there yet as to what it may or may not look like. Now, I do say, especially for my students that are studying with me, you cannot drink any alcohol. You cannot use any drugs. Of course, some people are very dependent on medication for their life. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about other types of drugs. And I also say you can't have any caffeine.
And that's for a good 24 to 36 hours before the class starts. My classes go an entire weekend. So means you can't have any of that for the entire weekend. Because when you get into the Akashic Records, and let's say you've been drinking alcohol, the Akashic Records is going to be very clouded for you. When you go into the Akashic Records, you need it to be very clear. Some people, depending on what type of clair you are, clairaudient, clairsentient, etc., meaning what type of psychic are you? Are you somebody that sees? Are you somebody that smells? Somebody that tastes? Somebody that feels? All of those are different types of clairs. So if you are somebody that sees, you need it to be clear. And by clear, meaning uninhibited. You don't want that fog to come over you. You may think you're perfectly fine with a little alcohol in your system, and you may not be intoxicated, but trust me, in the records, all bets are off. And I'm somebody that doesn't drink to begin with, and I don't use caffeine to begin with, and I don't use drugs to begin with. So I'm clear as I am, all the time. And that's how it works for me. So the records holds all the information of that soul's past life that you're tapping into. Whether it be you're doing a reading for yourself, you're doing a reading for somebody else, that person that you're doing the reading for, you will go into the records and see all of their past lives. Now, it's different for everybody doing readings. For me personally, I see the most relevant past life first. Not in chronological order. No, the most relevant to what's going on now in this lifetime. So let me give you an example. Let's say in 1832, you were a wheat farmer and you were harvesting the wheat, you were growing the wheat, harvesting the wheat, selling the wheat, and you absolutely hated it. You had to do it. You were brought up in this family and you had to do it. Guess what? You may have a wheat allergy in this lifetime. And I'm not saying all wheat allergies are because of that. That is certainly not what I'm saying. But let's give another example. Let's say you were living in, 1760, and you always wanted to travel on the water, but you weren't able to travel on the water because you had family obligations or whatever the case may be. Well, in this lifetime, you may be somebody that desperately wants to go on cruises and own a boat and do all these things, and you just want to make that happen. And guess what? In this lifetime, you're going to make that happen because you couldn't make it happen then. So you're going to make it happen now. So there's a lot of things that we can see based on our past lives as to what's going on now. So, for instance, if you have a fear of heights, maybe you were pushed off a cliff. A lot of times our fears are how we died in multiple different past lives. Once again, not in chronological order. For me, other psychics are different. But for me, I see the most relevant to what's going on now in this moment, within this lifetime, within this soul's a human experience on earth in this moment, which is really kind of neat because let's say you come back to me for a reading a year later, it could be something completely different. A different life could be more prevalent because that's something that you've worked through all those others and now you're working on something new in this moment, which is different than it was a year ago. So it's quite fascinating. It's really fun. And it's always changing and it's always different.
Now, I said that since I'm a medium, I see those that have passed in the Akashic Records. That is a place that they step forward for me. If you are not already a medium, they are not going to step forward for you in the records. Let me just be very, very clear about that. I remember when I took Linda's classes, a long time ago, I was the only one in the class, and I had talked to her about that, and she's like, well, you're a medium. That's why it's happening for you. So it was very clear to me that I do things my way, and that's okay. You're going to take things and you're going to do them your way. You're going to embrace your unique gifts and do things the way that you do them. And you know what? That's okay. Embrace it and be who you are. It's really cool that everybody can do things a little bit differently. It would be rather boring if we were all the same, frankly. So let's get back to the Akashic Records and what it is. So the Akashic Records is governed by Archangel Metatron. So Archangel Metatron is sort of the gatekeeper, so to speak, of the Akashic Records. He's the one that is in charge of scribing all the soul's information into their Akashic Records. Everything can be accessed. Everything is there. And it's Archangel Metatron's job, so to speak, to do this. Certainly not a job I'd sign up for. But that's, you know, everybody has their choosing. That was his choosing. That's fine. So it's Archangel Metatron that you connect with when you go into the Akashic Records. Certainly you can connect with other guides if they are more prevalent for you for other aspects of your life. But Archangel Metatron is the one that is in charge of the records, in charge of scribing all the information for all the lifetimes, past, present, and future. So you can see the past, you can see the future, but keep in mind, the future is always changing because we as humans have free will. If I tell you, hey, when you get to this point in life, you're going to see the fork in the road. I need you to take the path to the left. You may get to that point in the road. You may look to that path to the left and say, that looks quite ominous. Path to the right looks bright, shiny, and cheery. I'm going to go to the right. Well, that is your choice. That's your right. You have free will in order to be able to do that. But you've just changed your path. And that's perfectly fine. But just know that has altered your future. So just because psychics may see aspects of your future, it is a possibility within your future. That's not carved in stone yet. The past is. So in the Akashic Records, the past is certainly carved in stone. The future is always a possibility because it hasn't happened yet and you still have choices to make, which is perfectly fine. So we talked about the Akashic Records being an etheric place that you can go and you can access. But some believe the physical location accessed by metaphysical means is located in the Sphinx, in the front feet of the Sphinx in Egypt. So quite interesting, certainly not proven, but it is an etheric place with a possible physical location. Very interesting. I tell people, meditate on it, do a reading on it, connect to the Akashic Records through it. Quite cool, frankly. So if you want to access the Akashic Records yourself, I, of course, have some crystal suggestions for you. My favorite crystal in order to aid in accessing the Akashic Records is a Lumerian. Lumerian is, it's one of my favorite crystals. So Lumerian is my top. It is a clear stone. It also comes in pinks and a couple other colors, but you're mostly going to find it in clear and rarely in pink. And it has a super, super, super high vibration. It vibrates at the crown chakra and throughout the 21 chakras that are located above your head as well. Wonderful stone. Lumerians have natural ridges that go horizontally. Not all clear quartz looking stones that have ridges are Lumerians, but all Lumerians have those lines. There's a lot of ethicacy issues around that. So buy from a trusted distributor. The other one that I like is Preseli Bluestone. Preseli Bluestone is a powerful stone as well. It's another very high vibrational stone. It's actually what Stonehenge is made out of. So does that give you any ideas? The next one I like is Merlinite. Merlinite is also called Indigo Gabbro. It's a really cool, seemingly non-descript kind of stone. It's more of like a black with some gray spots or gray with some black spots. But when you meditate with it or you do some readings with it, you unlock the joy within Merlinite. I love working with that one as well. And of course, I've talked before about my favorite combination is apatholite and prehnite. So I combine both of those. Apatholite definitely accesses the 21 chakras above the crown. And I prefer the clear apatholite and I prefer a larger apatholite. But I do like to couple it with a prehnite, which is green. And prehnite gives you the ability to speak that information from your heart very clearly. Apatholite will bring in some super high vibrational information and the prehnite will allow you to speak it clearly. And of course, calligraphy stone is another one. Calligraphy stone is a stone that they say definitely helps you access the Akashic records as well. A little bit harder to come by. It's a brown fossil as very simple. We need to connect to past lives. So why wouldn't we use a fossil, really? So those are my favorites to access the records, as well as you need to have your saying that you say that you use as a key. If you're interested in taking classes with me, I suggest you check out my website. There's none posted right now for the Akashic Records. And this is being recorded in January of 2022, but I'm hoping come this summer, there will be some classes. And those, like I said, are 3-day workshops. Check out my website, elementalenergieswithchrisanne.com. You can also look at my Facebook page, Elemental Energies with Chrisanne, and I post when new things are going to be posted to my website, etc. So check that out. I hope this gives you just a little hint of an insight as to the Akashic Records holds all the information of everything you've ever done. It is your blueprint from the past that also can dictate where you're going in the future. Totally cool. Check it out for yourself. See if that's something that you're interested in. I love it. I'm fascinated by it. I totally geek out on it. And frankly, I could have talked for 3 hours on the Akashic Records, but I'm choosing to end it here. So thank you all so much for tuning in. I appreciate the love and the support. This has been Chrisanne from Elemental Energies with Chrisanne. Be free.